Again, I welcome all of you, looking forward to God's working in our hearts and believing for one another. I trust you've come in faith. I sense that you have. And so let's continue to reach out to God. It's been a blessing to have Brother Tom and Anne-Marie Barnes with us for a few days. But unfortunately, they have to return home tomorrow. And so I don't know who speaks first, but...
Just want to say something, Anne-Marie.
And then I've asked Brother Tom just to share something with us tonight. So come. I guess Anne-Marie, he called on you. I didn't.
Praise God.
Praise the
Lord. I'm so thankful for Pilgrim Camp.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for God's presence.
Yes.
On the grounds. I came here needing God's peace. And I know that the Lord's really helped me, and I'm so thankful for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so thankful for all those who have been praying for us, and I'm so thankful for the precious promises in the Word of God that I can stand upon at this
time.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And that wherever you have come from to be here at camp and wherever you go, that the Lord is with us.
Yeah.
Yes, we hear so much how camp is a vestibule of heaven, but the Lord is within us and wherever we go. We can take what God has given us and believe that He is going to continue to do that work.
Amen.
Just as we pray for camp, I always have this thing of, from before camp starts, I always put camp's weather, and I pray for the children because I have six very healthy boys that are rambunctious, and I don't know if you know the difference between most boys and girls, but they really need that time at the lake. And if they don't get to exercise, then it's not going to be so good for the counselors or for my boys. So I always pray, especially, that they get that time at the lake. And so I always pray that they get that window of opportunity, that the sun comes out, even if the weather is for rain that day. I always pray for the counselors. For the cottage and village so that they have that time. And I'm so thankful for how God has worked, and I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done throughout the camp season. And I'm believing that He's going to just continue to work in all those precious children, as well as the adults and those who have worked on the grounds. I haven't seen as many young people. So I have to believe that God is just going to do and bring in more young people, because that's our future. So I just want to thank you again, all those who have been praying for us. And I am praying for all those who have been at the camp this summer, that whatever God has started is going to continue to work in all those lives.
Amen.
I'm very thankful that God has called me out of darkness and into His marvelous light. When I think of my past, and when I think of where I could be today, maybe you think the same thing. How great is our God? How wonderful is He? Susan, you remember me. Remember how I started? And but you know what? Faithful is He who calleth you, who also will do it.
Amen.
And so God has a great plan for everyone here. And even though we started maybe many years ago, or just starting now, God is going to finish what He begins. And I am grateful for that. One of the things that I love about Pilgrim Camp, I can tell you a million of them, but one of the things when I first came here was these front seats. Brother Gordon sat here, Brother Mike sat there, and Tom, you sat there, and we all sat here. But you know, there was something about being in the front. When you go back to your churches, get up front. That's where the altar is. That's where God meets us. Don't sit in the back. Come up front. You know, encourage your pastors, and you know, encourage the ones that are up here. You know, this is where God wants to move. Of course, He moves everywhere, but it's something special. It's honoring the Lord and honoring this place in your church. But one of the things that I am so grateful for is that we have a verse that says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I didn't know Christ on the inside. I only knew Christ on the outside when I was raised a Catholic. You know, we'd go to confession and we'd learn about God and we'd say our penance, maybe two Hail Marys, three Our Fathers, and an act of contrition. That's what they made you do. But even back then, I had a little bit of a fear of God, but I didn't know God. It wasn't until I came across, you know, and God calls us. Faithful is he who calleth you. He called all of us. He called me. He called me out of darkness, called me out of that Catholic Church. And he gave me the knowledge of the Word of God, how precious this Word is. And every time I go down, if I grab the Word and read the Psalms, I'm encouraged. If I grab something in the Word of God, Psalm 119, let me tell you, if you get Psalm 119, read it. Brother Gordon said, and I know maybe you probably don't know Brother Gordon, some of you, but I want to just say the pastor, the director, way a long time ago, for over 40 years, he told us to pray that every day, and God will change you. And it's really true. It's all about God's word. It's all about him come to you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. This is God speaking to us. People say, I never hear God's voice. Well, then open the Bible. You'll hear it all day long. He's wonderful. And isn't it wonderful when you read it? It changes all the time. It's not the same. It's not like reading a book and you read it and it's over with. When you read the Bible, you come back and I missed that. I've read this Bible through three times. How did I miss that? And it jumps out at you. And it just, you know, changes you. And you pray over it. And you see things all the time through the Word of God. But the precious thing that we have, the emphasis of the camp, is Christ within. And we've been singing about that first song, Deeper in That Holy Life, Till I'm Lost with Christ in God, Hidden with My Blessed Lord, While I Walk This Earthly Sod. You know, as we walk every day, you can have Christ living and reigning within you. And isn't it wonderful that we're taught that? Do you know how many churches I've gone to that don't teach the inner way? You just go to church, you hear some songs, and then we go home. No altar call, no praying it through, no knowing about Christ. It's all about, you know, entertainment or the outside, and it's sad. And here, we have a precious truth that we emphasize. Christ wants to come to us and fill us with his glory, that we might be vessels sanctified and meet for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work to do his will. And his will is that we rejoice evermore, that we pray without ceasing, and in everything we give thanks. And that's God's plan for everyone. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And he also wants us to be glory vessels, full of the joy of the Lord all the time, praising him, thanking him in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart to the Lord. How I love that. I used to go to the churches, and I couldn't wait till, you know, when I got a key. I got caught many times by your family, and I'd cut the grass, and I was around the corner from the church. I'd tell guys, cut the six lawns, I'll be back. I got something to do over here, and I went in, and I would just walk back. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because I needed to. I needed to, and that would kind of jumpstart his presence into my heart. Might sound silly to you, but boy, it worked for me. And it, you know, and then I'd get still before him, and I would thank him, and then I'd praise him. I'm truly grateful to God, even at 65, that he is still working in my heart and changing me, and there's still much more ahead. It's great. It's not I've reached a point and that's over, but it's going to continue. And I want to encourage everyone, young and old, let's get going. Let's keep praising him. Amen. Sister Ruth, sitting here at 39, still praising the Lord and having a grand time. And, you know, it's really, really wonderful. I just want to encourage everybody. What a great place this camp is. I know we've heard it's a vestibule of heaven on earth, but I like to think things differently. How many times they came to camp. Recently I read something, and I just want to say that this is God's place, isn't it? And God has something he wants to do. He wants to bring us all into the fullness of the stature, the measure of Christ. He's looking for sons and daughters. You know, when they say he's a chip off the old man's block. You know, and maybe that is true sometimes in the natural. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be just like Jesus? And that's what he wants. He wants us to be lights in the world. He wants us to be salt of the earth. He wants us to be full of the glory of God. He wants people to see us. Aren't you glad that people witnessed to you? Aren't you glad that somebody told you about Jesus? Somehow you got here. Somehow you got saved. Might have been your parents. Might have been your pastor. But you're here. And there's so much more that God wants to do. And we've been praying for the young people to be filled with the Spirit. God's going to do that. Don't worry about it. He's going to do it. He is going to do it. And he's going to change people's lives. And we're going to be little epistles walking this earth. Not that we're anything, but that's what God wants. God wants you and I to be walking in the Spirit. Not living according to the flesh, but living in the Spirit. The Spirit, flesh doesn't profit anything. It's the Spirit. Spirit of God. And God wants to live and reign in this temple that he made from the dust of the ground and he created for his use, not your use. And it's time that we begin to realize it and recognize that. Say, God, what can I do for you? Lord, use me. Make me a blessing. Make me to just do your will and help me to know it and to do it with all my heart. So I just want to leave that with you. I'm very, very grateful for Pilgrim Camp and the lessons I've learned. How to praise the Lord. Oh, what a valuable tool. How to wait on the Lord. Oh, how what a valuable tool. And sometimes I would wait, and sometimes you fall asleep, and I'd just get up and I'd read the Word, and I'd pray over the Word. And you know, the Word is wonderful. It is a wonderful thing. We ought to be praying for our ministers a whole lot more. Really, truly. You know, God wants to gift our ministers. I hear lots of stories, how, oh, you know, where's the old power? Power's still out there. God hasn't changed, but we need to pray for our ministers. God has called them. He wants to enlarge them. He wants to use them. We need gifts. You know, the gifts need to be operation in the church, not for show, but because I believe the kingdom of God, when we pray, Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we should believe that. Amen. And he wouldn't have put the gifts in the Spirit if it wasn't, you know, to edify the church, us, the believers. And when somebody is sick, don't you want to pray for them, see them healed? I do, but I can't do that. Our ministers can't do that. God does that, but he still uses ministers, and we need to pray for them, that God will set gifts into them, that God will bring them deeper and deeper. And how we love that song, deeper in that holy life. Don't you want to go deeper? I'm not satisfied. I'm not. I'm so grateful that void gets bigger and bigger every time I pray. Lord, I really don't know you like I should. Oh, Lord, I want more of you. Oh, God, please bless me. Bless the work. Bless my church. Don't go down if things aren't the way that you don't seem there for them to be, or things you've heard or how it used to be. Don't go down. Be a result winner. Go out there and make it happen. Pray more. Stand up. Give more testimonies. You know, pray for more people. It's not always the pastor's job. You know, it's not. It's our job. We're all ministers and priests in our family, aren't we? So forgive me if I'm pointing fingers. I'm not. I just want to encourage you. What a great walk we have. We belong to the King. We're the children's. We're the King's children. And we ought to act like it. And we ought to have more faith. You know, we need to believe him all the way, and he'll do great and mighty things. Lord, we pray for Brother Phil right now. Lord, we pray that you'll do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask and think. And our brother, thank you, Lord, for the light he has for the camp, how you've been using him, how he's been blessing us. God, we thank you. We praise you for Brother Paul, how he plays the organ so faithfully every service. Lord, I pray that you'll play through him. God, we pray that you'll do great, mighty things even in these last days. Lord, to set your perfect will and presence upon your people. Lord, establish that what you want to get done in everyone. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Accomplish your will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.